Hello and welcome to all new and veteran weebs to the Simping for Senpai podcast, where we make it our goal to make sure that you watch your goddamn animes. This show will contain adult language, lewd things, and talks of waifus, best girls, who's the queen of the harem, you know, that sort of thing. If you want to simp, then go ahead and simp for us. Notice me, Senpai.
Welcome, my new and veteran weebs, to the newest episode of the Simping for Senpai podcast. I am your, I can't even think of anything about this one because... No, your golf color commentator, Mr. Ash Basham.
There aren't golf color commentators.
I know they don't have that, but I mean, still.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just making sure.
I don't watch golf. I'll tell you that right now.
No one watches
I did golf. Watch the shit out of the anime we're going to be reviewing today, though, because we are doing the second half.
And no one watches
back to the first one.
I mean, they comment a little
Blaze
bit.
Does.
Do
Blaze does.
Commentators.
But not color. Color is like... Aren't colored the guys that like yell and be like, ooh?
Pretty much, yeah. They're the ones that like get the hype going, while the other ones is like the information, the intellectual one.
All right. Well, your four-wood psychotics.
Your four-wood psychotics. That's fine. Oh my god. All right, cool. Well, we're bringing back our old guests from the first time we did this.
Well, half was our old guests.
Or half, yeah. Yeah, right. Wait, was Ace on the other episode
yep.
too? He was? Okay, so he's also gone too. All right, so first we'll bring in Bats. Bats, come on here, dude.
Okay, hold on. I'm
bringing Bats.
Yeah, I'm here. Blaze isn't.
Blaze is sick.
Yeah.
Like a little bitch.
Got the Rona.
I'm dying constantly. This is bad.
Hopefully him and his wife feel better, because that was the most unexpected time he got it, too.
Yeah, he really didn't want it. Luckily, he was there for our set that we didn't play because they FF'd, but...
Wow.
Yeah, they waited till the last minute, too.
That's fucking crazy. Okay. All right. Cool. All right, we're bringing our other guests, too. Efki, get up in here, man.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, dude? Fuck. It's been a minute.
I'm actually gonna be here for the full episode this time, not dipping halfway through.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, the other time you had other stuff that you were doing.
Yeah. Had me sitting outside at the bachelor party trying to record an episode.
We didn't have you standing outside. You had you standing outside. Sir.
I mean, I already said I was gonna pull up, and then I was like, "Dang, I'm here too." I was like, "Dang, I gotta figure something out."
Yeah. Right. Hey, at least you got through most of it, so it's not too bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You didn't need to be at the bachelor party. You're married.
I mean, yeah. I mean, still, you got to show up for your boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. You do.
Did somebody throw cocaine in your face?
God.
What? I don't know what kind of bachelor parties you be getting down with, but we don't rock with the hard rock over here.
We don't do any of that shit.
I didn't say crack.
We don't do any of that out here.
I said coke. Coke is a lot more healthy than crack.
God damn
it. I don't know why we're debating on which is healthier, coke or crack.
I mean,
that's a wild thing. You
that's a little too insane. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they're not both not good for you. I'm not saying either that. I'm just saying,
not condoning it, but
I think coke is better for you.
Crazy,
than crack.
You know. Must be illegal for a reason. Can't figure out why, but
right.
Know, right?
You can't say that weed was illegal for forever.
True.
I mean, it still is out here.
It is here too.
Yeah, but it's not as harmful as all those other ones, unfortunately. That's the thing.
I mean, still.
Anyways.
What's going on here?
Yeah, exactly, right? We're getting a little offhand already.
No one got off.
Which is expected, honestly. But anyways, I'm going to ask all you guys.
It's all Ash's fault.
Right? Ooh. Yeah, kind of. Because I brought y'all together, that's why. All right, so the first thing I want to ask you guys. So, you guys been watching, reading anything interesting lately? Or who else likes to take the reins on that to begin?
I rewatched Shadow of Eminence.
I still haven't watched that one.
I am watching.
It is amazing.
I heard it's pretty funny.
I'm watching Rurouni Kenshin again.
Oh, yeah, with 2023 coming out. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't.
Guys, now that we're on that, have you guys seen Samurai X?
I have seen it. Yeah, I've seen the original. Okay. One, so it's my favorite Toonami series, actually.
Why don't they bring that back? Why can't you find that anywhere?
It's because you can find it. The only problem is it's like a lot of the licensing, a lot of people don't want to take it because the mangaka is a dirtbag.
That doesn't make any sense. They're making a new one.
Yeah, they are. I think they want it because I think it's on its like 20th or 30th anniversary, I want to say.
Still doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
Because I love Rurouni Kenshin, but like Samurai X just slaps a whole different way.
Yes, it does.
Because it's when he was vicious, and you're just like, oh, it's like his backstory shit, like
all that stuff. Oh, okay. That's
when he was actually Butosai the Manslayer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That stuff is great. That's why I loved his story so much. Like, I really enjoyed it. It's always been one of my favorite ones.
I actually liked the live action one too. I thought they did a really good job with the live action series. The
movies are surprisingly done very well.
The movies are the best live action movies.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
So far, they are.
Until we get to One Piece, which that's going to make a break for me. Sorry.
It's not going to be good.
That's in April. In August.
I have high hopes.
Everyone does.
I'm not saying it'll be okay, but if it drops, I'm going to be mad. I'm going to cancel my Netflix subscription.
Your Netflix? What is Netflix?
I'm going to tell you this, man. I had minimal expectations for Cowboy Bebop, and I'm glad I did because it was garbage.
It was. They should have just made it like a spinoff of Cowboy Bebop, not named it Cowboy Bebop. I'm sorry.
Nah, I don't think they
would. I knew it was going to be bad once they showed Faye.
Yeah.
True. What else have you guys been watching, reading lately?
I've been reading the same stuff I've been reading.
Yeah, I'm about to say the same stuff, same old. That time I got reincarnated slime, the beginning after the end.
Sort of got it. If you would have said as a sword, I would have been so upset.
But yeah, things like the couple rom coms here and there. One like that I'm really liking is My Girlfriend Gives Me Goosebumps. I think you would like that one, Ash.
I feel like that's a scary show.
It is. It's like a tsundere type girl, and she's like crazy. And
say less, dude.
I've been really enjoying it. That's the new one that came out not too long ago. But other than that, getting ready for this summer season. About to start watching everything for there.
Same. I can't wait for some of the summer stuff as well.
You guys watched the Black Clover movie?
Yep.
I have not.
It's super good.
I haven't seen it because I'm not caught up in Black Clover, so
you don't have to really.
I know I don't have to be, but at the same time, I gave up on Black Clover a little too early, what a lot of people told me. But
You probably did.
I was like episode like 70 something. Yeah, you know. Because
have you seen the time skip?
I want to say I did, but I don't remember.
I don't think you have. It's like 7 years.
I think he's pretty close, though.
Yeah, he's close. So I don't think he has. I don't think he ran into it yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I also remember, this is not talking about Black Clover in general, because this was something Athke brought up earlier, about something that I would really enjoy. I've actually been reading something that might also pique your interest as well. And I don't know about yours, but I know this probably pique Athgeek's interest as well, because this one's called My Girlfriend Is an Erotica Author. It's pretty fucking hilarious. It's hilarious as hell, dude. It's like it's a funny saying, and it does deal with like at least adult things and the main character trying to cope with the fact that like she does this for a living and people recognize her for that. But it's interesting because it's almost as like when I see people talk about like Oshinoko and like how sinister some of the dark stuff from the entertainment industry is, which kind of mixes in with that. It's almost the same thing with this one, where like authors had to do like meet and greets with people so they see your face, they know who you are and stuff like that. And him just being associated sometimes can kind of like get on his nerves a bit if you think about it.
Which is fair. I mean, it's obviously understandable.
Yeah. Especially in today's day and age, like this is actually a pretty good story for people that deal with
55 chapters.
It's short. It's very, very short. It's not long as hell. It's quick. You can literally finish it probably like a day or two. Like honestly, Yeah, I do recommend that to people to read. It's pretty funny. It's pretty fucking hilarious. I've also finished Demon Slayer last night.
About time.
I took me a What'd minute you because think? I teared up a bit towards the end because I have not actually read past the... I only started the Swordsmith arc on the manga. I never actually got through it because I have no idea what happens. But that whole ending sequence is amazing. So I'm not going to spoil it for people, but it's pretty fucking epic.
I'll spoil it.
The CGI...
I bet that's what you think about the like the in like the post stuff too, like in the future.
The post stuff doesn't make quite sense.
It confused me a bit as well, but I was like, I like it, but it confused me a bit.
Yeah, it, the weird thing is like the CGI kind of was slightly downgraded on this season, I would kind of say. Because a lot of the koi fish demons that they had there, they look very jank. And I was like, I've seen other stuff that he done. That they've done this done very, very well. Everything else around it was pretty good. There's just like small little things that were just, it irked me a bit. But I expect that from CGI. I really do.
You irked me a bit.
That's crazy.
Ah, dude, I critique shit pretty fucking like thoroughly.
Unless it's a.
Like I do.
Unless it's a rom-com.
No, some rom-coms. Dude, I've dropped many rom-coms for like specific reasons that were just like, what the fuck? Like the most infamous one's like Shikimori. Like I dropped that one because that one was really boring. I admit that one was super boring. And I spent 5 episodes watching that. God, it had no substance. At least some of the other ones did. Some of the others have better substance. This one did not have anything.
Damn, that show must suck.
Shikimori is pretty boring.
Must be. Oh my very god, boring. That Trust is me, way it's very too boring. Big.
Anything else you guys watching, Reen, as well? That's peaks people's.
Do retry. I've been reading.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You've seen the
Out
of Context panel.
Yeah, I remember you mentioned that one too. Like, I think you also mentioned on Dad's Anime Sesh.
Probably. Nue's Exorcist.
Mm-hmm. That was another one. Excuse me.
Hajime no Ippo, rewatching Rurouni Kenshin. I have been going on a tear through anime too. Like I've just been watching full series.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched what was it that I watched?
Like at least panning those out, it's pretty interesting.
Man, I would have to get my tablet.
You're fine.
I can't think. I can't even think of it.
You're fine. Anything else you guys have been watching, reading?
No, other than, I mean, there's lots. Like, I'm pretty sure I got like 60 plus manga in my little app right now that I just check periodically, but I'm not gonna go over all of them. Most of them are rom-com, so I don't want to bore Sai.
Actually, have you finished Skip and Loafer yet?
Have I finished Skip and Loafer? Yeah, of course.
Oh, that anime is so fucking great. Oh my god.
It was. My only thing with that one is I was like, it was one of those rom-coms that don't actually turn into rom.
Yeah. Which I'm kind of okay with that one. Because at least I got to know the characters, what they were, and who they are, which is great. But also the fact that it's just too much sugary goodness that I just like that when I just want to just watch something just so I don't have to like read a whole lot. I just go with the flow with it, and that's why I like that one. I think that one's a good solid 7.5, 8 out of 10. Oh, and good representation too of LGBTQA plus as well.
Yeah, they did a really good job right there with the
with the uncle / aunt. I love that. Nao is my favorite character in the whole and that whole entire series. I love Nao. God damn it. So good.
Oh, I watched The Aristocrats of the Worldly Adventure Serving Gods Who Go Too Far.
That's a solid one. That's a good one.
It's hilarious.
Send me that one, actually. Send me that one.
It's over.
It's on Crunchyroll. It was last season.
Gotcha. I've been watching
Legendary Hero is Dead.
Yeah, another one, good one from last season.
I wanted to watch Summon to Another World, but it's not dubbed. I watched like one episode and I was like, I'm not reading. I think I caught up to Mix. Mace's Story.
Oh, wow.
It's a baseball anime.
The baseball anime. I know that one. I've heard of that one. I've never seen it. But yeah, I heard that one's really good, too.
I think I caught up to Kaguya-sama.
Kaguya-sama, okay. Damn. Wait, what the hell? You've been watching Kaguya-sama?
I've been watching it since we did our episode on it.
Oh, fuck. We did do an episode on that?
I think so.
Did we do? I don't remember doing an episode on Kaguya.
I thought we did.
No, we talked about Kaguya a lot.
I don't think it was an actual episode. I think y'all just mentioned it.
Yeah, we did. We made mentions of it. I think I mentioned it like at least a couple of times.
Dead Play.
I need to start that one. I've been waiting for it to be done.
You just watching all the stuff from last season. I respect it.
Yeah. No.
That one I need to start.
Everything. I'm just watching the stuff that's interesting to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, I also like the creator.
I wanted to watch Inuyashiki.
Inuyashiki is not bad. It's all right. For the first time watching it, second time watching it is whatever.
Well, I never watched it, so
you should actually get a chance to watch it. Don't watch the live action one.
Of course not.
Okay.
I didn't know there was a live action one.
Yeah, it's a live action movie. It's like an hour and a half long. Not good. Not good at all. All right. Let's see. And then also, shout out to all the podcasters and buddies of ours that are actually at Anime Expo right now. We are actually recording this the Sunday of Anime Expo.
That thing looked packed. It was so packed.
Yeah, because I'm glad you mentioned that it's packed, because I actually have a new segment, because something about Southern California's hotel workers unions were supposed to go on strike the weekend of Anime Expo.
Hey, did I say I watched Revenger?
Which I think is fucking insane that was like one of the biggest things. But it's also, it makes sense. Like, if you're going to have a huge influx of people, a lot of the workers are going to hate it.
Yeah.
Especially if it's like, it's AX. So on average, it's 250,000 people go there a year.
Mm-hmm.
Which is insane. But it's also, it's in LA, the most dense fucking like city in fucking Southern California out of all places. Like, I am in San Diego, California. That's where I live. It's not as dense as that area, but the moment there's a big event like Comic-Con or something like that, it is nearly impossible to like having to deal with a lot of the shit going on, which I understand the workers union stating that they want to go on strike. I understand that, but it's only like one big event at that moment. Do you guys have anything you want to say anything about that?
Not really. I mean, like I said, like, or not, I'm not in their shoes, but putting myself in their shoes, obviously, yeah. I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
But looking at it on both ends, like, as a consumer, you're like, yeah, but, like, who really does want to go to work all the time? Kind of just like, we just want to deal with this one day. We'll try to be as courteous as possible. But, so I don't feel like there's a win in that argument.
There really isn't. I don't believe there is a win in general. Yeah. What about you guys? What about you, Bats? Do you have anything about that? Or were you? Or actually, does your line of work have unions? Actually, that's a good question.
Yeah, we do, but like, that's where it's kind of torn, because you're kind of just expected to deal with it. Like, it happens, and it's like it's part of your job. And like, so it's not all the time, obviously. So you know
exactly. Yeah.
What do you do, Pat?
Pretty much everything. I'm grounds maintenance and custodian at a university. Like, they got me doing all sorts of crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, honestly.
Oh, so you're the guy that would pick up all my cigarette that when I was in school.
No, I wouldn't, because we're a smoke-free campus. Get wrecked, kid.
So was mine.
What? So you're near mine.
Yeah. All right.
That was mine.
Yeah, right.
Didn't stop me. I'm a gangster.
Yeah. Other than that, though, I mean, whatever happens with the hotel workers and stuff like that, if they do go on strike and stuff like that, I mean, they'll probably get better wages, most likely better benefits coming out of that thing. But
I was going to say, coming from union standpoint, they probably won't.
I wouldn't believe it.
Wages aren't something like. Depending upon what type of union you have, right? You gotta, like, so just to get into a little bit of a detail, not to off topic or anything, but no, like, fine. So an electrician's union is different from like a school or corporation union, because an electrician's union, you can just walk off the job site and you're covered.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're under like a management type thing, you have to actually negotiate with management and like come to an actual like agreement. So usually when it comes to like pay and everything like that, it never works out. You're usually just going for like better health benefits or, you know, most you'll probably get is 1.5-2% raises. But they will never get like, usually anybody who's fighting like that, you don't get like a huge wage increase or anything like that. Because we just got done with our negotiation and it was a pain in the butt.
See, that's why I'm glad I actually have somebody that's like dealt with that thing so they can kind of bring in their words on this thing.
It's not fun. And I mean, it's not. This year we got it. We ended up being okay because like we didn't get like a cost of living raise or anything like that, but we did get like a sort of a small bonus, which is nice.
A small win is good, but sometimes just like the bigger overall victory would be better.
We got screwed during COVID and that's what sucked because it was like we didn't have a leg to stand on at all because it's like, well, there's no students, there's no nothing, what are you fighting for? And it's like, okay, we'll take what we can get, thank you, have a nice day.
And there you go, people. Sometimes unions can be great, sometimes they can be bad, but other than that though, depending on the line of work you do,
feel like the mafia.
Expect a lot of shit like this, especially influx of people. It could be detriment, but it is what it is. I don't want to go any further on that thing as it is because I do want to.
It's a whole wormhole of back and forth.
Yep. Good. I also want to bring up something that we mentioned earlier in our pre banter. Zom 100 is actually getting a live action.
Really?
And already?
Yeah,
I'd be interested in that. I'm not gonna lie, I like zombie movies.
Yeah, so it's getting a live action. It is premiering on everyone's most favorite fucking platform, Netflix.
Of course.
It's on Netflix.
I mean, can we really say favorite platform?
They're kind of ticking me off right now. I know. I say that all the time because a lot of people shit on them all the damn time about their choices of what they do with their enemies and stuff like that. But
mine's more their stupid password sharing BS.
That is already becoming a nuisance, and I've already experienced it twice. So you cannot technically password share. So if depending on where you have your mostly devices are constantly use that, if someone else use it, it'll lock you out of your account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it doesn't make sense because they're like, oh, well, it's because there's too many people sharing. Well, if you have like a one person login, only one person can watch it at a time. So it doesn't matter really anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have more than a one person, like people are paying higher to share it. So like, what the heck's the problem?
Yeah, I don't know how that
just ticked me off.
I mean, it kind of makes sense.
It does, but they also offer you to have more screens too. So it's like,
but that's fine and all, but like,
to me, they're being bums because they already charge an outrageous price.
It is an outrageous price.
Like a couple good shows. Because what they do is, what got me is they're like, we're raising our prices so we can keep everything, and then everything they said they're going to keep, they got rid of.
It also doesn't help that like Paramount Plus and fucking, I forgot the other one was.
Yeah, all these streaming sites don't help.
It does not help. It's just unfortunate that we have to deal with this shit. It's essentially fucking cable again, if you think
about
it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
It literally is cable again. And it sucks. But the main announcement about the Zom 100 is actually a movie, and it's coming out August 3rd. So it's coming pretty soon. I kind of want to see it because I want to see if they kind of do stay true to the manga pretty well. But I don't know. Like, if you guys watch it, like, let me know what you guys think of it, like, everyone. And then also join the Discord so you can talk about it as well. All right. Next, we have Mashal. The manga's ending.
Finally.
It's ending, I believe, next month.
Good news.
I think that's what it is. And then the last... Really? Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
I forgot. You are weird. You don't like that one.
No, it's not funny.
I thought it was pretty good.
We're all entitled to our opinions.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I mean, yeah, but, I mean, hey.
Yeah,
you want to be funny, you should be funny.
The manga is already entered its final arc back in like early last year, but the fact that it's pretty much done, I'm actually surprised because I didn't think it was supposed to last this long. The manga, it wasn't supposed to, but then this last arc was actually surprisingly pretty like compelling. I would probably use that word. It actually did like bring people back to reading the series.
I'm in the process of trying to catch up at the moment because since the anime just finished, I just started on the last part where the anime ended. Mm. So I'm just trying to catch up now.
Do you think they're going to get a second season?
I would be shocked if they didn't. I feel like I felt like the reviews from it was good enough to where they would want to do a second season.
Okay.
I mean, a Spy Classroom got a season 2.
What?
The Masho doesn't. I'm going to be very.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Spy Classroom is this season, like this summer. And you saw, I was like, okay, if that can get a season 2. Yeah. Oh, my
God. That show sucked, man. What the hell?
Yeah.
Spy Classroom?
Yeah. It's season 2. It's starting the summer.
I thought you were saying Spy X Family.
Nah, Spy.
No, the movie for that's coming out this year.
Oh, yay.
I actually can't wait for that. I actually do want to see a little bit more, even though they're saying that this part is not canon, so I'm okay with that, seeing the side story. But yeah, Mashal ending. Also, the last volume will be shipped out in English by October 4th, and no more Mashal after that. I kind of do hope that they do have a second season. I want to see them try to at least get to that arc where it got super serious out of nowhere. I do want to see it actually animated. But I mean, other than that, though, what do you guys think of it ending in general? Just the fact that it's like it's finally ending. Do you think we'll see like a spinoff probably?
Well, I'm just glad it's ending, honestly, because I don't like when shows continue too long and go past where they know when to cut it off right. Like they turn it off funny, then it started serious, then hopefully it gets funny again and ends on a good note to where it's like, okay, it was solid and we can just move on.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I like One Piece that's still continuing. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. They can keep going.
That never ends.
But some places, some shows do it right. Some shows do it wrong to where it's like, okay, y'all are just dragging this at this point. Y'all need to move on. Y'all don't have enough world building to be continuing on this far.
I hate the ones that end and then end badly. And you're like, what the?
That's like a good 50%.
I know.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. But it is what it is. All right. And last but not least, this is actually an interesting one because they actually just released a trailer at Anime Expo about this. There's going to be a Jujutsu Kaisen 2v2 fighting game.
Oh my God.
Really?
Not excited at all.
I'll probably get that, but I'm not going to lie. I'm not the biggest fan of anime fighting games.
Same. The only one I really did enjoy was Persona 4 Arena. That's the only one I enjoyed because I actually did play that one competitively. But most of the I like to put fighting games in quotes most of the time for a lot of these things.
Because
I saw how way they did with the Kill la Kill one, and they made it just like the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure All-Star Battle. And I prefer the JoJo one more because it actually does require you to do specific things, while the other ones you can literally just button mash the shit out of everything and be okay with it. And that really irks me.
I agree, because I'm like, why is it not really a fighting game? That's why you say an anime fighting game, not a fighting game. You don't call it Fighters, you call that one a fighting game. It's not an anime fighting game, but something like, you know, how they're about to do Tenkaichi again, that's going to go back into the anime fighting.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How you figure?
Because it's Tenkaichi.
Yeah, because... To me, it's not really comboing up. It goes back to what Ash was just talking about like you can just button mash similar moves over and over. You're not really comboing. So I think that takes kind of like the skill.
A person who can play Tenkaichi will destroy someone who's just button mashing.
I'm going to say yes to that.
There is skill.
I'm not saying it has no skill. I'm saying the skill gap is not as large.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like combo up, like really combo up in a fighting game. Like you're going over there, you're playing Tekken or something like that.
Yeah.
And then you go over there and play Ultimate Ninja Storm. It's obviously not the same thing. I'm just saying that
I don't see Tenkaichi being, I see Tenkaichi being closer to like a Fighter Z than it is than a Naruto. Xenoverse. Yeah, than a Xenoverse. Yeah.
There you go. Okay, that's actually.
Or even like we like he was just using what you call it, Ultimate Ninja Storm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I definitely don't see it being that.
No, neither do I.
Yeah, I mean, it might have been an extreme example, but I would just say games like that.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I've been playing Street Fighter 6 as well since I've been trying to get back into competitive fighting games again. And the game is fun as hell. And that one does have the typical thing where you do, there's a skill gap in there. If you can't understand specific things that's happening to you, you're going to get destroyed. And that's the type of things I like. If people cannot figure that stuff out, it's easy pickings for most of them. And that's the type of things I really enjoy in fighting games. So, like, if there is a specific ability, skill, something that you cannot harness unless you have to dedicate, like, hours upon hours of it, that's when I think that you're considered a real fighting game. That's why I actually do consider Melee to be more better fighting game than the newer Super Smash Bros. Because that one actually did take a lot of fucking skill to, like, figure out a lot of the stuff that they do. And I can still consider it a party game, though. But yeah, I mean, 2v2 fighter, Jujutsu Kaisen. I know probably Ace is gonna like this, for sure. And he doesn't play fighting. He doesn't play fighting games at all. So, you guys may want to see a demo of this thing. Maybe give it a shot.
No.
Oh, I'll definitely play it. I'll definitely play it. I'm just saying, I won't treat it like a fighting game. I'll just play it because I'll just like Jujutsu Kaisen. So I'll get it. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the My Hero Battle Royale that they had that you could play the beta for. I was having fun playing that. Yeah, I was playing it.
How was it?
I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was okay. Like it was. It obviously had a lot of things it needed to fix, but for it to be a beta, I had a good time with it.
Okay. Well, for the Jujutsu Kaisen one, I'm gonna actually post it in the main general chat in our Discord. So if anyone wants to go check it out, it'll be right there. Go see it. Maybe if it piques your interest, then go check it out because it's gonna be on PC, Switch, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, PS4, and PS5. So it's going to be everywhere.
Shout out.
I mean, it is huge.
Yep, it definitely is. And it's one of those series where I think it should be ending in the next year or two, I want to say.
I thought it was ending this year.
I don't know when it probably ends. I'm thinking the next year or two is probably close to the end game, but I don't read it, so.
I thought it was
talking about Jiu-Jitsu?
Yeah,
they're definitely close to the end game already.
Okay, yeah, I kind of figured then. All right, cool, sweet. All right, so let's get started on our review of Birdie Wing. All right, so before we get started, let's give it our ratings from 1 to 10. Bats, you start first. Or actually, for the overall.
Why do you always do that when I walk away?
I don't know when you walk away, bro. Damn. Okay, for the overall series of Birdie Wing, give your rating from 1 to 10.
Overall?
Yes, overall.
I would say 7.
7 overall? Okay. Athgeek.
Overall, so not just this season, I'll put it about 8.5, upper 8.5.
Okay. I will go, I'll go next. 8 for me. For sure. 9 for you.
Si. Yeah, I wanted to go with that too, Si, but season 2 kind of changed that for me.
Yeah, okay. Well, easily we'll talk about
season
why.
Season 2 is just... Thing. Yeah, okay, sure. I'll let Nash say what he's going to say.
Season 2 is pretty good. It's just the fact that, like, the way how it started is what, like, it was one of my main reasons why I gave him my score on 2, because it irked me about that.
What? You got to remind me where it started. So I was watching weekly.
Yeah, okay.
Like 11, I think.
So that they started the high school tournament, and essentially that's where season 1 ended, like right at the semifinals.
Yeah, they were still in the middle of the tournament.
Yeah, they were still in the middle of the tournament. That's one of the biggest things. And then coming back to it, I mean, at least I was watching it weekly anyways from that time, so I got to that point regardless. But it's like, why stop there? And then they almost did something similar to that this season as well. Because then I thought it was only going to be 24 episodes, it ended up being 25 episodes in total. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, so that extra episode helped. If they stopped before that episode, I think I would have had a lower score.
Well, last episode wasn't any golf playing, right?
No, it wasn't golf playing, but it was the time skip.
Yeah.
The time skip actually make sense, but like I'm glad they actually put it on the last episode and made that the final episode instead of where it ended beforehand.
I mean, I think that was just a wrap-up thing to wrap up the entire show.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does.
Like, I mean, but
that's what I didn't like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't
see these two people play off and they never do. Like, get out of here.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And I'll put Blaze's intuition in here too. Oh, we never got her kiss. What the crap?
Was that really his?
I mean, she didn't.
No, I said, was that really Blaze's?
Yeah. Comment? Yeah. He didn't like the fact that it all ended without like the bet getting issued.
Well, I mean, they never finished playing, so like,
that's why I gave it a seven. Yeah, because it's like you hype me up for all that. Like, I don't care what you say, but they had more hype into the prelims and the high school competitions than they did the actual like
the pro major tournament.
Yeah, the pro tournament.
That was my problem.
It's like bop bop bop. Hey, we done. Oh, let's go. What?
Okay.
Yep, that's what made me drop it. It more so, less so the beginning of it. Like, I understand Ash's points about that, but my biggest thing was the end. Like, I was like, okay, y'all hype them up playing each other. Okay, we're going to the pros. Everything's about to get hype. But then everything just felt like it was back to back. They sped it up too much, and it was so much going on at once that you couldn't really enjoy it. And then we finally get to the tournament. They're playing in the tournament. Like, okay, it's good. Then I get she's sick. So gotta go there. They don't get to finish it. Then they gotta fast forward to the future, and then we still don't see the finishing of it because it ends as they're playing going into that. And I'm like,
unless you're making a movie,
unless they're doing something like that. Yeah, but as of right now, without knowing where they're going, it's kind of like disappointing to me. That's why I dropped my grade.
The also one of the biggest things that like came out of the of that second half as well was the random bomb drop of Eve's involvement with the mafia as being one of the stories that they did, and they stripped, like right at the end, they stripped her from her her license essentially for 3 years. They suspended it, and like you saw that she won, and I was like, honestly, if they showed that she tied with Isle, I would have been actually happier than her actually winning.
She did not. She tied with Aoi. But she beat what's her name?
Because
she said they were treating it like that she had 15 under, and that's the score she won with was 15
the moon,
under.
The moon lady wasn't even there. That's how she was treating it.
Yeah, that's what it was. So I mean, I like the fact that stuff comes around and goes around, because that's been the whole entire thing about the series, and then like. I don't know. I didn't feel complete. That's the thing. I didn't feel complete with this second half. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, because I don't know. I really did like it. I did. But it's just too much stuff in between that's like just there's a weird divide.
There is. My biggest thing, though, was I got tired of that one mafia lady getting the upper hand on everybody every single time and nobody like shut her down. Like, because Eve is part of, like, she's not really part of, but she's like the Burton mafia family, whatever. And then they like blow her up saying she's part of the mafia. Where's her grandpa going shutting that other lady down?
Well, he can't, because he's literally in the mafia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I'm saying like he could have took care of her, like how he was talking about earlier. They were like, if Eve has them backing them, then they can go silence her and they can go take her down. Because whenever they were coming after her head, he's like, he can put pressure on them. So it does kind of like contradict itself to be putting pressure on them and be like, yeah, they're trying to make some noise, shut them down.
But it wasn't it wasn't a mafia family that did that, though.
Yeah, it was that one lady.
It was that one lady.
Underground mafia.
No, it wasn't her. It was not her. It was So Esmeralda, the player, she gave the information to the other team's caddy. So it's the caddy that released the information.
Whatever. Whoever released it should have been punished because it was all settled.
She wasn't in the mafia, though.
Even with the mafia can touch people that aren't in the mafia.
Yeah, they can, but then that would have to expose his true his company to, like, that would expose it as being part of the mafia.
I'm sure they can do it in a way to where it didn't have the exposure. Yeah. I'm sure he's handled other people before without them getting out.
Mm-hmm. That whole concept was shut down by the underground golf thing that they had. Everything was supposed to be settled.
All it was within the mafia.
Like, hush, hush. Yeah. And then it goes out. Somebody needs to shut that up. Like, it's as simple as that.
Yeah, but then that still
handle your shit. Your shit. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, okay, exactly. Even if they handled it, that wouldn't stop her from being disqualified.
They could have came out with something that's like, this is all fake news. Like, look at there's so many ways that could have just like stopped it. But
even if they did do that and like they handled it, she should still have gotten punished. Like,
she would have gotten punished.
So
you gotta take your battles with you. Like, we don't know that he didn't settle it with Esmeralda, but he couldn't do nothing to the caddy.
That's
but
all.
We didn't have any more time. They showed that like at the very but that's not the point.
It was like the last,
that's not the point.
Three episodes, too.
Either, though.
It isn't the point, but it just felt that that portion of that could have been its own episode and a half would have been better, but it just was sped up. It's like the news came out, then that dropped out of nowhere, and then you see her. The next scene is literally her, and then Isles with her as they like confront the final day of the tournament, and they just play the game. Like with no repercussions whatsoever, no consequences, nothing until the very end.
That's usually how that plays out, though, right? If something drops in the middle of a tournament, they're not going to take action until the tournament's over.
Which I understand that part, but it's the fact that no one really kind of pointed fingers at each other. Because that guy wanted that sense of like I knew you did it. Like someone saying like I know you did it, just because you did it. Because I know Eve just straight up just told her anyways to be like, I'm just gonna play my golf and I'm gonna beat you. That's literally all she said. But it would have been great if she'd been like, it was you that leaked it, didn't it? It was one of you two that leaked it. Well, just because of that, now I'm gonna play three times as harder and I'm gonna make it even more impossible for you to win. That would have been a better scene if they did it that way and played it out. I think it would have.
Yeah. I don't think so, because she wasn't even playing her. She was playing Owie the whole time. So that would
She was. She was. But it's also the fact that she got knocked out as well.
But she didn't care about that other chick.
Day before the final tournament, right? That's when it got leaked.
Correct.
Like, and they still let her play, and then they decide, oh, after you win, we're going to take it away. Like, what the?
Well, it came out the day that they were about to start playing. So they're not going to ruin their tournament's viewers. Like, they're not going to stop, because obviously when you're watching a competition, you want to see who wins.
Correct.
And yeah, but we don't even know if that competition like took 2 days, one, because they sped everything up.
We know it took 4 days.
It took about a couple of days. Yeah.
It took 4 days.
4 days. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But so I mean, when she was a mafia allegated, we don't know how long the time that was.
That was within the
same day. That was after Owie got.
She got sent to hospital.
Taken out. It was after the end of that day. So it was before the final day starting and after the end of the third day.
Yeah, because it to me, that whole entire sequence, it didn't get time to cook yet. It was just like thrown outside. Eye goes down, hospital scene, the leaked information, the next day. All that happens within like maybe like 5-6 minutes. And I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah.
There was no like spread in between. It could have like started with that and the following episode, but no, they ended it with the leaked information and like her going to the field to tell her like I'm gonna win, and then that's when they end the episode, and then the episode begins. I was like, Jesus. Like, they give you a whole lot. I like there's a lot of substance. It's just some of them didn't play out where I thought they should have been played out. And which kind of sucks, because it kind of ruins certain experiences, but regardless, they still kept everything what they're doing, what they wanted to do, which I still commend them for that. What else, guys? What else? I know there's probably more stuff you guys want to talk about.
I mean, mine was just like, I was hyped during the first season, and the second season just felt super rushed.
It did feel super rushed. Also, I'm kind of annoyed that Oi's mom kind of just got let off the hook too.
Yeah.
For being, you know, awful the entire time and lying and doing all these awful things.
So, and it's like I tried to say before, I can't necessarily 100% blame Aoi's mom, right?
I can't.
Because the grandpa should have been taking a little bit of that blame for all the forced everything. Like,
yeah, you know, it's definitely more like grandpa. But
two things can be true. Both of them are at fault. Like, Oi's mom knows what she suffered and went through and had to deal with because of her father. Why would you put your daughter through that same thing? That's why I blame a lot on her. She's
still terrified.
I don't think she's scared. Yeah. Like, I don't think what Aoi went through and what her mom went through are comparable. And they're not the same either.
I didn't say they were the same. I just said they're both awful. They're both awful is what I'm saying. Regardless of if they're the same, it's like they're both awful. Like, why would you put your daughter through that to where you lie? Even after her husband was gone, then you could have told the truth then and had that conversation because there's nothing there to prevent you anymore.
Yeah, because she
ended up... Well, the thing to prevent them is the Japanese culture.
Not cool.
That's the thing that prevents her from doing that. And how they would look at that as her being the CEO of the company, that would definitely affect Athens.
Well, my thing is, I'm saying you don't have to have it. You don't have to have it play out to where you have to let everybody know. You can just tell Oi. You can have a moment with Oi. Like, I would have liked to have a moment with just her and Oi, and her explaining why she had to do that and why and blah blah, blah like that. Or her telling just Oi whenever her and Oi originally confronted her. That's one of my things. You can have a conversation between mother and daughter without it having to be with everybody else. Now, if Oi lets it out past that, then obviously repercussions and everything else. But you don't have to write the series in a way to where she has to let everybody know.
But also, I don't think Aoi cared.
Obviously, she cared whenever she was crying, asking who her real dad was.
No, she didn't care after once she found out, she didn't care. There was no reason for her mom. Forgive her mom? Doesn't she tell her she forgives her or something?
I don't know about that.
I don't think there's a scene with her forgiving her. I think she just moves straight on to just wanting to spend time with her real dad, which is understandable. But I still would have liked a true moment with mother and daughter right there, especially after making that such a big deal and a big reveal. Especially since Eve already aired the business out anyway, I think it should have been a conversation there, and I feel like they missed out on touching on that.
Okay. Interesting. There are a few of those like plot points too that do kind of wrap up on top of that. Like at least like the Aoi and her spending time with her dad is one of the best things, but I thought it was weird that they did make the new prototype 48-inch golf club for her, but it seems like the main reason why she was also being stressed out was also because of that.
Why?
Because she's supposed to be training her body to get used to it, and she does, but that still technically puts stress on the body regardless.
Wow.
What's up? How?
Wait. You just using the club or
training in general? Because like they said that the disease that she has is induced by stress.
Yes.
And since you're training, you're already introducing stress to your body, so you're literally killing her faster.
Not really, because if she's playing golf, she's gonna have to train. No matter what kind of training it is, she's gonna have to train to be a professional golfer. So I think that's just not really adding stress, is just changing where the focus of the stress. So I don't see it as them cutting her life shorter by making her do that as a golfer. It's going to end up being the same. Like, at the end of the day, had she not been playing with the 48 inch, she still would have passed out on that third day.
To go back on the stress thing, I think that goes back to what we were just talking about with the mom as well, knowing that she passed out and that, 'cause that had already happened and everything, and knowing that that's the cause and the stress and everything, why would you add more stress to her by continuing to lie and having her worry about that instead of being honest in that situation?
Well, that was before they knew that she had the disease.
But no, she the mom no, already figured it out. No, she remember?
Suspected. She suspected.
Yeah, she suspected. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So if you're already suspecting it and you feel, because you know how, what's called, her dad had the disease, you know how that is, you're suspecting it, why would you add more stress? Why
continue? Yeah.
Yeah, why continue to add stress?
But I mean, also, one in 30 million people.
Yeah, I know, but she was already, they showed her suspecting it. So if they didn't show her suspecting it and having that conversation about her believing that it was that, then I could understand the argument of, oh, well, she didn't know, move on. But they had already shown that she was suspecting it and she was hinting at her possibly having it. Then it's like, okay, why would you still do that?
Mm-hmm. Man.
Because I mean, I could argue this, but I really don't want to. But like,
I don't see how you could, because they showed it. Like, because
mm-hmm. as a parent, I'd imagine she doesn't want it to be true. So by her not acting like it's not true, even though she suspects it, it makes it not true in her head.
So yeah, that's a failure on the parenting, though. That's a failure on parenting.
That doesn't make it not true, though.
Well, but she's also been lying to her since she was a kid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like,
never ever fessed up to any of that stuff.
Like, yeah, I'm not saying that makes it a good thing. Yeah. I'm just saying that would be why she did that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, when you're already suspecting it, you see she's stressed, and then she comes to you and asks you, and you're still just like, no, you're going to add more stresses, knowing she's going to keep working, trying to figure it out, mm-hmm. and that's going to keep being on her mind. It's like you're adding more stress on top of that, because you know it's going to, what's called, at least have that conversation with her, instead of just shutting her down immediately, in my opinion.
Yeah. I don't know. There's just a lot of random things in this show that's like, I mean, there are a lot of adult themes in this entire series.
Oh, 100%.
It's like surprisingly has really good subject matter they're talking about. Some of the execution is not great, but it does do a lot of that stuff. And I commend that for it. It's really hard to like see series like this and like just assume it's just going to be silly stuff like that, queer baiting and stuff like that. But no, this one actually did have. But like, it really did follow through on a lot of the things that it was trying to tell. I did really enjoy that. Dude, the shot, oh my god, that shot is so fucking beautiful. The the rainbow burst, the final shot that they do. Shining wing shot. Mm-hmm. That's so good. Oh my god.
That was good.
My god, dude. Like, just in general, just like the skill shots that it takes. Oh yeah, rainbow shot, shining rainbow burst. That one. That's such a great fucking thing. And then everyone just being captivated by it. It's like just amazing. Oh my god. What else? The time skip actual episode, I really did enjoy it. Cause you also get to see the little girls too grown up too, and I thought that was adorable as hell. Cause like when I was watching
it, boy.
Oh yeah, Dan.
Dude, like, yeah, because I remember when they like the 3 years later part, then you see Aoi and you see Eve, both of them just facing off, and then you just see them in the audience, and I'm like, oh my god, they're fucking grown up. That's fucking adorable. Like, that's awesome. Like, they get that, actually see her play, actually, like, as that, which I thought was fucking amazing. Like, a good way to kind of, I actually thought that was a good way to cap the series, like, right there. It was perfect. Like, it actually was a very perfect fitting ending. I don't know if you guys agree with me on that.
I mean, it was fine.
I thought it was nice. I don't know. Like I said, I still think it was all just too rushed. They could have. I realized they wanted to do, what was it, 24 episodes, and they did 25. But like at the same time, they could have added two more episodes, and I feel like everything could have felt like it was rounded off way better.
Yeah, but then if they did the two episodes, they go outside of their season, which kind of just messes it up. You gotta think those companies have something else they gotta work on too, because the spring season was ending, the summer season was starting.
Yeah, and then sometimes they would put it on like their DVD specials, whatever.
Yeah, did a special like later on, that could work, but I just don't think they had time to add the extra couple episodes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I think my biggest question for this one is, do you think there might maybe be, let's say, like an OVA probably, or a possible second technical second season?
No,
I think they ended here.
Okay.
I think
okay. I'm just making sure, because like I feel that they probably shouldn't do that as well. But if they do like a
Well, it was completely original. So
it was.
Yeah, it's an anime original.
Yeah, it's an anime original, which I thought it's pretty impressive too for being an anime original as well. I was also thinking that maybe they should, if they do like an OVA, I want to see maybe Rose's backstory.
Who?
Rose, the chick with her arm exploded.
Oh, the one that we. I mean, I feel like we pretty much got all of hers.
Yeah, that's true. Because, like, she, you know, she was trained by Leo. She betrayed Leo by joining the mafia, abandoned by Leo right after that, you know.
I mean, they probably could do more with it. Like, they'd probably just show her playing and stuff. But, I mean, I don't know what else they would do with her, is basically.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, that's fine. Let's see.
Anybody get one, I think they should do her flunky.
Who? Flunky? Oh, the girl. Her, maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't mind, like a Saotome fucking story, maybe. A side story about her, like, why, like how she wanted to, why she wanted to become a caddy and all that stuff. And just, like, her practicing with other people as, like, she tries to become a better caddy. I wouldn't mind seeing that. Like, Saotome is still, like my favorite character, still.
Which one is Saotome?
Saotome is Eve's caddy.
Oh.
Yeah, like, she's still my favorite character so far. It has not changed. It has really not changed at all, because, like, she's still been the same character, and I love that. And she hasn't really been a factor a whole lot in the series, only probably, like, the first half of the, I would say, of this season. Not really much the second half, because then it's mainly Eve and Aoi's, like, potential show off or showdown. I mean, yeah, I don't know. What do you guys, anything else you guys want to bring up about it?
No, I'm good on that.
Yeah, I'm
good.
Okay, cuckoo. All right, so we'll wrap this up for this. So is this a recommendable series?
100%.
Definitely.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, definitely. It's recommendable. Is there any series they should check out as well, that would kind of give people to the chance to want to get into Birdie Wing?
Another series like similar to Birdie Wing that makes them want to get into Birdie Wing,
yeah, or get into the maybe the genre of actual like sports anime and stuff like that.
You're I don't know, like, because I'm trying to think of like how that one promoted Girl Love, probably something like Free, because that's like the opposite with the Boy Love.
Okay. Yeah, no, I agree with you on that one. I would probably say people should probably check out a Kuroko, because like that was a good one. Because if you think the shots that Eve does are ridiculous, like some of the abilities that some of those characters have are fucking insane, and I think people will enjoy that as well. And there is a big community of like of yaoi baiting in that series, so
yeah, there is.
What about you, Sai?
I think he stepped away.
Oh, he stepped away.
Right. There he goes.
Oh, there he is. that was quick.
I don't know. If y'all are going with the baiting stuff, pretty much any sports anime is gonna get you with the baiting.
Yeah. I mean, I would go for Blue Lock if we're gonna say anything, because it's right up there, along with like. You have like competition, you're trying to be the best, you're getting into a group that has like been doing it for years while you kind of have just like sat, because I'm not saying Eve sat on the sideline, but she never actually really played golf. It was always like her one shot hits or everything like that, and then you get shown into like the true nature of the game, makes you better, blah blah blah.
All right, cool. Let me see. I'm trying to think of one more thing. Crap, I can't think of it. I just lost my train of thought.
It happens. Right.
Yeah, it does. It does. God damn it. Yeah, I know. And then after, like, I had the, like, my stupid weird vacations that I took this whole month, I was like, fuck. All right, cool. Well, sweet. Yeah. All right. Well, Bat Sathke, thank you for joining. I really do appreciate you guys coming on in. We watched We watched Birdie Wing.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, dude. We watched Birdie Wing. Fun as hell show. Definitely a must watch on everyone's list. So If you guys still haven't, you know, checked out the series, go check it out. It's fucking phenomenal. Like, the funny thing, the Anna Buddies are actually doing a review on this as well, and it's coming out the same week we're dropping this one.
That's great.
Yeah. It's fucking great. I love that. Cool. Well, starting with you, Bats, man. Tell us who you are, man, where you came from. Drop all your stuff right there for everyone.
I'm Bats. I'm not used to this. I came from Up Your Experience podcast. I usually co-host with Blaze McBain. I stream occasionally, but I don't remember what my stream thing is. So I'm just gonna ignore that for now. Because it's just been so, like, when we say occasionally, it's whenever work permits me to be able to stream, because I've been working so crazily
lately. True.
Other than that, I would just say check out Up Your Experience podcast, because we have some bangers on there. Always interesting. We are starting to do it live on YouTube. We're testing this out, which is interesting. Other than that, I mean, also check out Blaze McBain. Unfortunately, he couldn't be here because he was sick. He really wanted to give his opinion on it. He really does love Birdie Wing, which is unfortunate. So I gave his 2 cents that I knew of today.
Good. That's good, yeah.
But other than that, yeah, that's kind of everything for me. I'm not used to promoting myself. Let's just put it that way. I let Blaze handle all that.
I know. Athgeek, your turn, man. Let everyone know who you are, where you came from.
Well, I'm the Athgeek. You can find me on YouTube. Just search Athgeek. We usually cover seasonal content. The summer season just hit, started up. We're going to bring you all content regarding that. We're going to be reviewing, you know, the top 30 animes from the summer season. We're going to be telling you, letting you know, so you know what you need to check out. That's what we're going to be doing. We also do a quiz show, Are You Weeping, though, where we're going to be quizzing you over those summer anime, so just come out there and check us out.
Hell yeah. Cool. All right, cool. And Sai, anything about Dad's Anime Stash you want to bring up?
Well, since he's not here, I'll also be on Dad's Anime Stash a lot. We just did the quiz episode, so I wasn't there.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, we have another review coming up next Thursday. Be sure to check that out.
What is it?
I don't remember what we're reviewing, honestly, Sai.
It's Fate Apocrypha.
Oh, yeah. I remember because I said I didn't want to, and y'all were like, we're going to. Okay. So, yeah, there you go.
That's what the wheel demanded.
Yeah, that stupid wheel. We need to get a new wheel.
We're trying to break it.
I see that. But, yeah, so go check us out.
They're trying to break it.
All their stuff's going to be down in the description down below. Go click on all that stuff. Go join our Discord. Go follow some of these nice, beautiful people as well, man, on YouTube and also on their Twitch. Make sure to go watch your goddamn animes, man, because, like, that summer season's coming up now, so you're going to be watching a bunch of random stuff that's on there, whether it's JJK or Rurouni Kenshin, or even the randomly, like, second season of, what was it called? Masamune-kun's Revenge, which I thought was fucking weird. That got a second season.
Masamune-kun's Revenge, like, yep.
I don't know why I got a second season to begin with. I was like, what the fuck?
I'm interested in it. Tomorrow. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
I'm interested in it.
Yeah, I'm gonna end up watching the first episode anyways.
Definitely the first episode tomorrow. And don't forget about that time I got reincarnated as a vending machine Wednesday.
Oh my god,
I forgot about that.
Right. I think it's Wednesday or Thursday. I think it's Wednesday though. It is Wednesday.
Have you seen that meme where it goes, these Easy Keys are getting way too out of hand?
Yeah, they're definitely getting out of hand, but that's
Oh my god, they are. but hey, these Easter guys are going to be coming and going every single time. So expect that from all your seasons. But other than that, though, you guys are yourselves a nice, wonderful day. And peace the fuck out.
Later.
All right.
You had to just bring up that vending machine thing.
Arrivederci.
Venus light, 鮮やかな希望は空を切って右手に野望掲げる笑顔青春ストーリーは今始まったばかり
I sacrifice my dark magician to bring forth Sugoi summoned Thank you, Yami, and let us introduce ourselves. My name is Isabel.
And I'm Dylan. We are an anime gaming couples podcast. I'm a 20-year veteran of the culture, and I'm leading my wife through all the amazing worlds, everything anime and video game-wise that she hasn't experienced yet.
Come check us out.
Hey, it's Justin from Way to DM Minute here. Did you know a break-in occurs every 13 seconds in the United States, and over two-thirds of those burglars avoid houses with signs of home security? If you or anyone you know are looking for home security, call Heather Wallace. She can offer you installation free, equipment free, and the activation fees waived. No more staying on hold for hours on end. You can call her directly when you have an issue. She will not let you down. The system is safe, encrypted, and secure, so your home is protected against hackers, electric fires, National Weather Service alerts, and more. The deal of the year has arrived. Call Heather at 918-876-2581. You won't regret that call.